ورفعنا لك ذكرك. And how does Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant ease to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? He says ورفعنا لك ذكرك. And have I not elevated your name and your status? In Abu Naim Dalail Nabuwa, it is made mention once the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم says that after I had fulfilled whatever I had to do for the heavens and the earth, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you had granted such honor to the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and he mentions few of them. He says, you had made Ibrahim as your friend Khalilullah. Oh Allah, as far as Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is concerned, you had made him Kalimullah. As far as Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam is concerned, you had granted him the status and the power wherein steel was like wax in his hands, he could mold it the way he wants. For Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ya Allah, you granted him such powers that he had control over the winds. And as far as Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is concerned, O Allah, you granted him those powers that he could raise the dead. What do you have in store for me, Ya Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are worried of what I have honored those anbiya? Don't you know what I have honored you with? I have honored you in such a manner that wherever, whoever praises me, that is Allah together with me, they have to praise you. That is why when you see a khatib, a person giving a talk, you will find he commences with Alhamdulillah together with it, sending durood unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the adhan is given, it's not only praising Allah, but bear witness and testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger. Anything you do, look in the Quran, even if we claim and attest our love to Allah, it is not complete until we do not follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That those people that claim to love me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their claim will only be correct if they follow you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I will love them as well. In the qabr, when the questioning takes place, three questions: who is your Lord, what is your deen, and who is this person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Baqarah, there's one particular ayah in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةِ ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرن. قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري؟ قالوا أقررنا. قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. That prior to insan coming down to this dunya, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all our souls in alam arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered the souls of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in such a manner, oh you souls, you are chosen ones. When it is your turn to go to the dunya, you will be my messenger. You will go with the sharia, you will go with the kitab, or you will go there to preach my oneness. But oh prophets, let me make you aware that if in your time and in your era, there has to come a prophet which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will have to denounce your prophethood. That means now no longer will you be a prophet. You will have to believe in him, and you will وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, and you will have to aid and assist him in his mission. Subhanallah. Allah knew in that time that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not come in the era when there will be a prophet. But this is just to highlight the status to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. What is the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That if in your era he has to come down, you no longer will remain a prophet. Now you will have to bring iman on him as the prophet, and together with him you will have to aid and assist him in his mission. قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِسْرِي. Do you people all accept that what I have said? Allah is asking the souls. They says, Ya Allah, we do accept whatever you say. Most certainly we will denounce our prophethood and we will aid and assist him in his mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا, that I bear witness, وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. that I bear witness that you have bore witness that you will denounce your prophethood and you will aid and assist him in his mission. Subhanallah. Look at the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Even the salah is not complete without at-tahiyyat. And what is that? We're sending salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِي أَنْقَدَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So verily, after every grief, there is ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, after every grief, there is ease. Once, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, makes mention, he was told, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam entered, where his ashab, the companions, were seated, and the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in could see the joy on the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says that one grief cannot overpower two ease, two comforts. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam recited these two ayahs. Inna ma'al usri yusra. That means if a grief or we are confronted with any calamity, and if we adhere to patience and sabr, and we do not go beyond and now counterattack and start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take it that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make sabr, and it is our yaqeen, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, whatever good or bad befalls upon us is through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end result is most certainly there will be ease and there will be calm. So what this is from this hadith we learn, that if we are confronted with a grief, there is two ease to be kept aside for us. And remember, one grief cannot outweigh two comforts or two ease. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you have completed your duty is to now go aground and propagate my oneness. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and you will be successful. When you have given your da'wah, now do not be lax. Stand upright and firm. That is, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your own as well. This is very important in times of today. Today we are quick to give da'wah to everybody. We are quick to give nasiha to everybody. We are quick to give masail to everybody. We are quick to propagate and show our knowledge to others. But how much do we put practice and effort within ourselves? This is an important aspect for everyone. That yes, preach. But when it comes to yourself, do not forget your ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is of utmost importance. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Connect that heart of yours towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means after you did your duties, preaching, worried of Hazrat Insan, that they should be successful, now concentrate on yourself with your own islah. Connect that heart with your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not forget your responsibilities. Do not forget your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this we see the importance, and through the meaning and probably slight translation, that we see an explanation how befitting this particular khatam is in order to get rid of difficulties and calamities as well.